News analyst Daniel Shore says that, like every president, George W. Bush has to juggle foreign and domestic policy. And like other presidents, one set of issues is sometimes easier to deal with than the other.
The two big packages working their way through Congress are homeland security and corporate reform. But as a visit today to Argonne National Laboratory suggests, our first MBA president clearly finds himself happier these days as anti-terrorism leader than domestic economic leader. The reasons are not hard to find. Mr. Bush's own corporate past continues to dog him. In a Newsweek poll, nearly half of respondents said they believe that in his 1990 stock sale, he took advantage of the system for personal gain. His efforts to revive confidence in a sinking stock market have had no visible effect. And it must be downright painful to see downward arrows on the TV screen even as he spoke. His economic team conveys little sense of mastering the situation. Clinton Secretary of Treasury Robert Rubin and former Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Alan Blinder have analysis articles on the op-ed pages, while the incumbent Secretary of the Treasury, Paul O'Neill, has been traveling to Romania and Ethiopia. Opinion polls present a contradictory picture of a president with a 70% personal approval rating that is not reflected in approval of his domestic policies. In a New York Times survey last week, a 48% plurality believe that America is on the wrong track. 66% think that big business has too much influence on Bush, and an astonishing 45% don't think that Bush is in charge of his own administration. No wonder the president turns to anti-terrorism and daily briefings on Iraq. It is not unprecedented for a domestically oriented president to gravitate towards red carpet foreign policy. Ronald Reagan found himself in his second term negotiating with the Soviets on arms control. Bill Clinton, who initially said he would focus like a laser beam on the economy, ended up deeply immersed in Middle East diplomacy. President Bush has clearly found homeland security and such chores as escorting a Polish president to Michigan more comfortable than trying to jawbone an unresponsive economy. This is Daniel Shore.